Welcome to the online ministry of La Jolla United Methodist Church, a congregation of faithful Christians right along the Southern California coast. Together, we seek to grow in our individual spirituality and in connected community with one another. All are invited to join in this vibrant faith community. For more information, visit our website at lajollaunitedmethodist.org. May you be enriched in the hearing of these words, and may you receive and enjoy God's blessing.
United Methodist Church in Mission Hills here. That's how her Christmas Eve prep was going. So I'm done. Got my sermons all written out. All I have to do is show up. You may recall that I'm not a manuscript preacher. So I felt a bit of jealousy is the right way to describe it. And see, not to despair or disparage any of my manuscript preaching friends, for me, maybe it's my extreme extroversion, I find value in being able to speak with you and to you without something between me and you. Now, I would suggest that I don't make this all up on the spot, that there's still a bunch of prep that has to happen. Some of my friends who speak without notes do so because they memorize it. Others have a format of outlining. I have learned, just me specifically, and I think I've shared this before, that I have to do a lot of prep and reading, but I found that if I put any of that preparation to paper, then I'm tied to that paper, and so it has to be entirely internal. The illustration that I think about is I got to put it all in the crock pot, and I got to let it cook. And then that first moment when you pick the lid up off the crock pot and you get the scents and smells and flavors, I like to think of that as the moment of the evening. Preparation has been different for many of my colleagues and friends, and even here at La Jolla UMC in the office, I found, and I told the story a couple of times already this morning, I found how wonderful it is that Christmas Eve fell on a Sunday this year. You see, the normal schedule of the office is open Monday through Thursday. We have wonderful people who are in the office all of those days, and then the office is closed Friday through Saturday, and what that meant is that we had to have all of our preparation complete for this morning and both of this evening services, including printing all of our bulletins in various bags. I have them all here. I have for this morning, and I have for the 5 o'clock service
Don Lincoln's going to be reading for our Firefox service. I'm so excited. It's our unrehearsed Christmas pageant. Our 7 o'clock traditional service, Tom Hughes' reading, once again, yes. Oh, that's right, I have another one. You see, our staff Paris Relations Committee gives a wonderful gift to our office staff to say, close the office between Christmas and New Year's and take the week off. So we not only have to prepare for all 3 services for today, but also next Sunday as well. And what a wonderful gift it's been to have that schedule of Monday through Thursday, and then all of this stuff was done, and then Friday and Saturday, we all got to focus on it. Christmas shopping, if we weren't already done with that? My lovely fiance has made sure that I'm done with that. So she and I did some wedding planning. And so that's wonderful. But preparations for anything is a little different depending on what space you're in. I got a text last night from Pastor Tom. We're going to the hospital. In a good way. Anticipating baby Isaiah. I'm regularly checking my watch and my phone. No follow-up text, so I assume that they're still in labor. That's a different kind of anticipation, isn't it? We've been going through this series using the metaphor of a road trip. The first week, we talked about being packing ready. The second week, we talked about that constant question when we're on a road trip, are we there yet? Last week, we talked about those circumstances that come up on a road trip and in our lives when suddenly we have to recalculate. And this week, in a way, we return to that question of are we there yet? Because sometimes that answer is almost there. And for some of us, that even it either feels wonderfully comfortable or the complete opposite. I mentioned Pastor Terry and Pastor Marty when Cameron was about to be born. He wasn't yet born. It was the last appointment with the OB. The OB came into the room and read the ultrasound that had just been completed and said, well, your child might be 9 pounds, or your child might be 12 pounds. That's a different kind of anticipation. I think about the text message I got after the Blue Christmas service that we said was Pacific Beach on the 21st. A woman who texted me and said, I was so glad to see you on the live stream. I knew I was going to participate in the service, but I didn't know it was good this way. You see, I just got word that my daughter has been diagnosed with cancer. I told them the family for whom this Sunday, or this Christmas Eve, will be the first Christmas celebration that I love them. I think about my own experience. Somewhat new. Because of my reality as a divorced person, moving children back and forth from one parent to the other, each Christmas is different. I don't even have an immediate present for a wedding. And so I have these mixed understandings. I want to say, are we there yet? We're almost there. And I recognize that that fear is different, perhaps, for each one of us. I'm thankful. I'm reminded of the phrase that some of us may feel it too, but it's always darkest just before the dawn. Because you see, my friends, the dawn is coming. The light. If we have but to look towards the heavens rather than the earthly things, it's for what we must do. I also wonder what that sense of anticipation may have felt like to Mary and Joseph. If they journeyed a journey that may have been so difficult. our culture really offers the beginning of that change. As a supernatural experience occurs for Mary, an angel comes. Appears, I imagine, out of nowhere. I imagine she must have been startled. In fact, what were the angel's first words? It's okay. It's going to be okay. And I wonder if we might hear those words too. No matter how we experience this anticipation, this almost there-ness of Christmas, no matter how we feel that, if we're excited, if we're filled with dread, don't be afraid. It's going to be okay. The light will shine. Remember, the light's a center candle. The angel continues with words that must have been hard to hear, that must have been difficult to understand. Indeed, Mary expresses her confusion. She was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Don't be afraid. It's going to be okay. The hope, peace, joy, and love are coming. Don't be afraid. I wonder if we echo a similar question. Can this really be? Can it really be okay? Can I let go of my fear and my concerns and my security and my self-doubt? Can I let go of those things? Don't be afraid. We're almost there. I think about the status, the circumstance of the church. And I don't just mean La Jolla UNC, I mean the church as a whole, the capital C church. There are a lot of things, and sometimes we include. I don't know how we're going to do this. Does the church still have relevance here in Bird Rock and in La Jolla? Does the church still have relevance in the world? This message of hope going to make it? Of we as religious people of faith, are we going to make it? I just see the possibility that perhaps Mary's response informs us. Perhaps the courage of a young woman, likely a king, who has no business with a response as mature and beautiful as this. She says, hear me, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. How beautiful and faithful is that. You may recall that not long ago, we had our annual altar conference. And part of what was shared in that altar conference, and indeed this was in my own written report, I wrote these words, and I'll share them again with you. I want to say clearly that I have a strong confidence in and desire for the ability of La Jolla United Methodist Church to be a vibrant spiritual presence in the community of Bird Rock in La Jolla. And it is this confidence in La Jolla UNC and this desire for a prophetic presence that helps me to be transparent and authentic about my own self-reflection and the opportunities before us. We can do this together. I'm just going to say that part again. We can do this together. Friends, I'm feeling this good. Can you say it with me? We can do this together. We can do this together. And indeed, it is a collective effort that's necessary. We must work collectively and collaboratively. As was recently quoted to me, the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. If we together feel called to grow in our personal inward holiness and our social outward holiness, we must respond to this call together. In responding to this call collectively, I believe God will do remarkable things in and through us. Friends, we're almost there. We're almost there. But just like for Mary, just like for Joseph, it doesn't mean there's not work to be done. And might know about the work to be done just before the creation of man. You have the privilege, the absolute honor of being in a circumstance similar to that or adjacent to that. You know that there is work to be done. And maybe it's putting together a nursery, and maybe it's childbirth, and maybe it's preparing a home in all the ways that it needs to be prepared for a foster or adopted. Maybe it's any of those things. You know there is work to be done, and it is never, ever easy work. I tell you, sometimes I feel discouraged too. For this evening's 5 o'clock service, it's been really hard to get people help. Thank God for Jordan and his friends and friends. Thank God for Peter and John and saying that after time. I'd like to help. I need some help with our unrehearsed Christmas pageants. You can come and help organize children into costumes. Please come and help me. Pastor Terry's busy tonight. And I need your help. But you know, I don't despair. I don't despair because I know we can do this together. So let's, on the fourth Sunday of Advent, because it's not Christmas Eve yet, the center candle isn't lit yet, let us remember. Let us remember these words from the prophetic voice of Mary. As he says, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word."